Hello, sinners and saints, and welcome to another episode of Happy, Holy, Humble. I'm your host, Katana, and today we're going to dive into a new topic. I'm so excited about it. But first, let's look to the Lord in prayer, because obviously we want to show reverence to Him as He is entering into this podcast. So, Father God, I come to you right now in the name of Jesus, just thanking you for another day, God. God, I'm thanking you because of who you just are and how you have kept me through another week, God, and kept us through the first quarter of the year, God. God, we just want to reach you. God, we want to be more like your son, Jesus, God, and more examples and followers of you, God. So God, as I get ready to dive into this routine of you and learn more of you, God, God, I just pray right now, whoever's watching this podcast, God, that they may get something from this, that their heart may be open to receive it, God. And so that we can learn together to be not only happy, not only holy, but also humble, God. And God, we just thank you for everything that you're going to do for us, everything that you had said for us. God, we thank you for the plans that you have bestowed upon us, that you already know that's going to come forth, God. So God, we just ask you to continue to keep us and bless us as we get ready to go through this journey. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. All right, y'all, we're back. So excited to talk to you today. Let me ask, do you have a routine? I mean, like a real routine that you follow every day, not one that's required of you, like going to work, coming home, cooking dinner, going to bed. That's like a simple routine. But do you have a routine that you do outside of your regular day-to-day activities? Well, today's podcast is Finding Your Routine in Christ. And I really wanted to focus on this because I feel like most of the time when we are in our faith, we get so used to the world around us that sometimes we forget to give our time to God. And sometimes, most of the time, if not all the time, we feel like we're just doing our part. And sometimes our part is the littlest things, is going to church every Sunday or honoring Him every day in prayer. So finding your routine in Christ, what does that really look like? As followers, we have different mindsets and we have different mindsets from the world. But what does that mean? But what does that mean when we are in this world, but not of this world? I'm going to say that again. I kind of messed that up. So as followers, we have a different mindset of the world. But what does that mean when we are in this world, but not of this world? So the mindset of following Christ is so much different. As far as anybody before I was saved knew me, I mean, I grew up in church, so, but it was still like a different mindset. I mean, I didn't think as a kid, somebody was always watching me. You know, as a kid, I'm like, that's not saved at this point. I'm like, oh, just living life, doing whatever, carefree almost. It's like the world kind of lives this carefree and Christians kind of live this, well, we follow and we have a genuine relationship with the one above. So, you know, what does that really look like, building your routine as a Christian and making sure that you are not only spending time with God, but also giving Him reverence and having a relationship with Him? I mean, I think when you start to build your routine, it's kind of like a relationship status. So when you start to get into a new relationship, you know, you guys go on the first date and then you guys are talking every day, and then talking goes from calling every day, you know, just different things that you do to show your interested in this person. Well, God wants the same thing. He wants you to do things to show that you're interested, but also invested in your time as a follower. So what does that really look like? For me, every day I try, I am going to be completely honest. Sometimes I might miss a prayer, but I'm gonna listen to my worship music every day. Something's going in my ears. I'm making sure that I'm getting my mind together as far as, you know, that's settled. So my routine starts with worship music. I start to usher in the spirit. And then other days, you know, I do wake up late or I don't have time. And I kind of feel bad because it's like when I spend the extra time to worship and actually sit and just have that time with God before my day gets started, it's like my day goes so much better. So much better. And, you know, when I don't do that is when I have like the worst day or the problems or the errors on my job or just like, you know, in general in life. I will give an example. This week was a very busy day on Wednesday. We had an event at work that I helped run and operate, and I did not pray. I listened to my worship music. I made sure my worship music was in, but I did not pray before I actually left the house. And then it ended up me kind of having a little bit of a fall, which really hurt. And, you know, it just was like, why? Why do I have to go through this? But, like, if I really would have took the time to pray and get my mind together, I probably would have, like, you know, make sure I'm in the mindset of my spirit being relaxed. And then it would have made my day go a lot smoother. So just getting into that routine as a Christian and kind of like finding what works for me. Because sometimes I'm not perfect. I do forget. And I mean, if you're like me and, you know, for all the perfect people that be like, I pray every day before I get out of bed. Okay, great. I'm trying to be like that, but I'm not there yet. So how do we kind of get there? You know, you build this kind of routine about going on. So I do have a question. Does giving thanks first thing in the morning to him make you have a better day? I mean, obviously, I think if I did not give him reverence, I'm going to have a messed up day. Like, it just happens. And I am firsthand, you know, experience from this. And are you allowing God to order your steps? And are you truly putting him first? Now, this is one that I feel like people, when I say people feel like they are putting him first, it means like, yes, I'm putting him first. But are you putting him first in everything that you do? Are you going past the bare minimum of knowing him each and every day? And the bare minimum to me is, you know, I've seen it. You get up on Sunday, you go to church, you come home, and then you go through your week. And you spend no extra time with God besides out of church, Bible study, revival, you know, whatever event they're having at the church, you're there. But in your home life, you know, you don't reverence God or give him time. And sometimes that really hurts our spiritual man when we're, you know, we're not like feeding ourselves. You know, how can one person survive off of one meal a week and you never go back and get more? We can't. As humans, we just can't. Like, you personally are not going to feed yourself one day a week and be like, I'm all right the rest of the week. No. It doesn't work like that. It's definitely not healthy for one. For one, think about it. If a human starved itself and only ate one day or 2 days, you know, you got Bible study, you got church. If you only ate one day or 2 days and you're like, I'm fine the rest of the day, like it's okay. You're not drinking water. You're actually working yourself. So like you're tying yourself down and you're like, oh, I'm cool, I'm good. You would not make it. So when I think about giving him time and giving him reverence and making sure that you're fitting in that word and knowing of him, it really comes down to, you know, you feeding your spiritual man. How full do you really want to be? And if Sundays or Bible studies are the only times you're getting your word, then how truly are you putting him first if you don't know his word? So let's look at the scripture for today. I'm coming out of Psalms 37. Psalms 37, verses 23 and 24. This is NIV version. The Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And you know, that right there, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. You know, he's not purposely going to make you fall in any way. He's going to order your steps and make sure they're firm after what you're going after, which is following him. I mean, it says the one who delights in him, though you may stumble, he will not fall. So we may mess up. Obviously, we're going to sin every single day. I remember growing up in church and there was always this one lady, she would always say, you're going to sin every single day. But it's at the end of the day where you have to repent and you have to give God his time to say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do this. Because sometimes our flesh does things that was comfortable and that we can't control. We know some things are wrong that we do, but at the same time, sometimes flesh is too strong and it just happens. So that's why, you know, giving reverence to him and repenting at the end of the day is super vital and important, because he said, though you may stumble, you will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. So the Lord is always with you. And if you're struggling to really try to find your routine in Christ, I'm going to get into some steps a little later on how you can maintain, you know, getting close and, you know, maintaining a routine on keeping yourself strong in the Lord. So one of the things I like to go to when I always think about, you know, your routine, it's not going to come overnight. You have to train yourself on the routine. And I always think about, you know, the scripture where, you know, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. So I'm going to read from you what the NIV version says, because I think this spin on NIV, what it really tells, I really just get it a little bit better. It's like, as children, you're supposed to get trained, and then when you learn something, it sticks with you. So let me read Proverbs 2:6. Start children off on their way. They should go. And even when they are old, they will not turn from it. So it says start. I like the word start, because it's like, if you really start something, that means like this is the beginning. So start children off on the way they should go. So teaching principles and training your mind of, you know, if you start reading your Bible before you go to bed, if that's coming a part of your routine, if you start getting up at 6:30 and giving him reverence and praying to him, that's part of your routine. So my thing is, when you start to build your routine, there's going to be stepping stones in the training towards the routine that God is trying to get you as. Now, sometimes it may be hard, and I always hear like saying, well, just pray. But in reading his word and knowing of him, some people don't know how to talk to God. It's like you have to train your brain in the things of him in order to show him reverence and thank him properly. So my thing is, you know, with the routine comes training. Also, with the training comes a new mindset. And with the new mindset, then you can build a routine. So train, mindset, routine. Always think about that. Because once you train to do something properly, then you have that mindset of, this is how it's supposed to be done. And then that's when the routine starts to stick. So when you're finding your routine in Christ, always think about, you know, always think about the future. Like, what do you want to see yourself as? And always use this analogy. This is what I use. It's like, I can't live on one meal a week because I'm moving so much. I need energy. Food gives me energy, and that's what keeps me going. So why do I sit here and give God only one day a week? I mean, hey, listen, that when I got that in my mind, I was like, wow, we really, like, we really are nothing without him, and we really can't do anything without him. So let's move on. Let's move on. Because, you know, once you train your mind and get your routine set, I want to talk about, you know, what comes with that. So once your relationship in Christ is established, your routine will follow. Like I said in the beginning, when you're pursuing somebody and dating, you start to call them, you start to text them, you start to show interest. We'll start to show interest in Christ. If you start to show interest in Christ and start to reach out to him and start to read his word, I promise you life will become a little bit more smoother. It'll become a little bit more easier. Because at the end of the day, if you don't show interest, God will never leave you or walk away like a human will. But you're not showing interest at all. And it's hard to call yourself a follower if you're not showing interest one bit. So just think of that. And then when creating a routine, you got to have a certain mindset. So if you say every day, I'm going to wake up at 7 a.m. And of course, you know, you may some days wake up at 7:05 or 7:10 or 7:15, but you have it in your mind. You're training your mind to think that the time that I get up every single day is going to be 7 a.m. It's just like when you want to lose weight. I want to lose 10 pounds in the next month. You start to train your mind to think, like, I'm going to lose these 10 pounds. Once your mind is there, the rest of your body, the rest of your actions will begin to line up. Sometimes your mind can, in your judgment, can be so clouded that it's hard to even follow through with the things that you want to say. It's like some people, they start the journey, but they never finish it. And God doesn't want you to be bound down like that at all. Your mindset is everything. If you don't think you can, you won't. But when you start to train your mind to think you can, you will. And that right there, like, I'll just give an example. We all thought we couldn't ride our bikes. I mean, gosh, I don't know if there's anybody out there that still can't ride a bike. I hope you can ride a bike. But we all thought that we couldn't ride our bikes. Or let's say tie your shoes. Maybe tying your shoes was hard for you. If you kept that same mindset that you were never going to get it, then your mind would think you could never learn to ride a bike. But because you had people pushing you, probably, you were training, you had the training wheels on, they were helping you keep balance, and you also wore your helmet. That right there shows dedication. You started to train your mind. You started to have the mindset that I'm going to ride this bike. And you also did the physical actions, which was train your body to balance on the bike. So once you have the mindset, you can do it. You will achieve it. And I just believe that for you in this season, that if there's anything that you've been wanting, or there's anything that you've said to yourself or self-doubted yourself about, it's time to, like, release that. Because if you keep doubting yourself, your mindset is not there. If you begin to say, I am this, I will become this, and speak life over your situation, then you will. It's all about having the certain mindset, and the mindset is everything. So, but like, what if sometimes, you know, you fail and, you know, you think that because you've been away from God's word so long that there's no going back? Well, I always think about this scripture, like, he's married to the backslider and he wants you to get it. And I want to read it in NIV, but I want you to, like, listen to these words. So Jeremiah 3:14-15. Return, faithless people, declares the Lord. For I am your husband. I will choose you, one from a town and two from a clan.
and bring you to Zion. Then I will give you shepherds after your own heart, who will lead you with knowledge and understanding.
And like, that just assures, like, no matter where you are in your faith, if you walked away, if you feel like you're doing the bare minimum, or if you feel like you're overstimulated, he is there to give you shepherds, to guide you. He will lead you with knowledge and understanding. So no matter where you are in your faith, God is always there. Even if you left him for a while, even if you don't know if there is a God or if he's even real at this point, I mean, he's never going to leave you, ever. And you're always might feel like you're too far away, but God is showing you that, come back to me. Come back and be close to me again, and let me show you the ways, because I'm going to lead you with the knowledge and understanding that you can have to achieve what I have for you. So just think of that the next time, you know, you're struggling, or you're like, oh, I'm so tired, I don't want to read my word, or I'm tired, I don't want to go to church, I might as well be Westside Baptist, or I have not shown God any favor this week, and I don't feel like it. Always remember that, you know, his grace is forever and sufficient. And even when you have that mindset of you don't want it, ask God to change your mindset so that you do want it, and that you do want to go after him and be more like him, because he doesn't want you to, you know, be wishy-washy or straight away. He wants you to have a routine in him, and he wants you to know that you doing these things, like, you know, they may come off as like, I don't know. I always think of like, the weird girl to wear cartoons, you know, that have like, you know, that like extra churchy or whatever, like not like VeggieTales or anything like that, but just like the goofy cartoons, like Christian cartoons that are like, follow Jesus. That is awesome. I even know I can do that. That's funny. So if you're struggling with staying consistent, I want you to try some things. And this is, listen, I'm speaking to myself, so this is for me as well that I'm going to try. For one, silence time with him. And when I say silence time, I mean take time where there's nothing but just silence. You just think and speak to God. That right there, like when there's silence and you're just speaking to God and listening and trying to get his word, that right there will let you get in the mindset of having a routine for Christ. And then the next thing is open your heart to receive him. Sometimes I feel like in Proverbs, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. God wants your heart, because guess what? If you see all the organs that can be replaced and stuff, the heart is the number one organ that, you know, scientists still have not figured out how to make an artificial heart. They have artificial lungs. They have made, like, you know, veneers. They can modify your teeth. They have artificial lungs and everything else. But trying to make an artificial heart, scientists still have not figured it. And I believe that's because God knows that's the most vital organ to keep you alive. And he wants the innards of you just as mad as he wants your flesh to be corrected. And then also, read your word. If you're a type of person that struggles with like picking up your Bible, you don't know where to start, you don't know what to do, get you one of these books, like a God Promises book, that have like the scriptures like broken down where you can like read them. Or get you one of those, I always see them in like the Christian stores like Hobby Lobby, and they have like daily scripture readings so that you can flip. But if you're not a person to, you know, do that or memorize it, stick to one verse.
It could be John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. If you stick to that one verse, you are showing that you have interest in him and that you want him. And I believe that once you reach this level of faith and you start to show interest in God, your routine will begin to become part of your daily actions. And that's what he wants in us. He wants us to be so for him that if somebody came and tried to convince us, we would never go against him at all. So start to show interest in Christ. Start to train your brain. Start to develop the mindset so you can have the routine in him. Well, that's all I got for y'all. Man, we're 5 episodes in. I can't believe it. Well, I hope you guys have got something from this. And remember, let's live this lifestyle that God wants us to have.